It is two very special guests. We have the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Chamber of Commerce, Stephen Brody, joining me. And we also have somebody, well, let's see, it's been a while since I've seen her.
A little bit.
She is the Operations Director for Titan Broadcasting. She is the Greater Burlington Young Professional of the Year. She has a new baby. And a family. I mean, it's a.
That's. I mean, that's pretty good sum up. I can leave now, right? Like, you did a great job, Steve. Thank you.
Well, that's what I do. I fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
I throw these softballs that you can hit over the fence. And Steve knows exactly what that means. It means. Yeah. No. I'm not. It's not. This is not. You know. This isn't 60 minutes or anything like
no.
that. No. It's the fact that Mercedes start working at KBUR and KGRS at the age of 14.
I did. I started interning with Cosmo in 2005. We just were talking about the timeline of all this. And so 2005, I started working here. And then I started a part-time gig and worked nights and weekends, all the basketball games, all the football games, Trading Post and Steve Ritter's show as well.
My job was scheduling everybody, and so and you did you did a lot of things, a lot of engineering, a lot of remotes too.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you handled a lot of remotes, basketball, football, mm-hmm. Baseball. I mean, it was
just everything,
everything. Yep. But it was, and then you know, obviously we split off. The father and the son split, and the stations got sort of, you know, parceled out. You're in Titan now. You were the I know you were a production director.
Mm-hmm.
You've been, I know you've been.
Production director, business manager, part-time person. I mean, I think I've literally had about every single job except the morning show, which I will not do. That's the only thing I haven't done.
I think I've had every single job except engineering.
Yeah, exactly. I've dabbled in a little bit of that, but
I dabbled. We had a crisis that occurred this morning. I got my phone started going crazy at 1:54 this morning.
Yeah.
I picked up the phone, and it said off air, off air, off air. It had all the stations off air, and then. So I went downstairs and I opened up my laptop and VPN'd into the stations, and I said, oh my goodness, there's no news, satellites are down, there's nothing, I'm off the air. I'll put alternate programming in there, and I'll just simply come on, you know, do my normal.
Yep.
I did my normal routine, came in, and by the time I'm driving to work, I saw, as I turned onto Oak Street, I don't know, it had to be a dozen, it seemed like a dozen police cars and
oh, wow.
fire trucks and everything else like that. I don't know, we still don't know the exact, mm-hmm. We're waiting for the information on that. But anyway, this is something, anyway.
It's very pivotal and it's very flexible. You have to be very flexible in radio, and kind of your day doesn't look the same, and you just kind of take it and you go with it.
Every day is a new adventure.
Yeah.
Every day is in fact, I was on with Stephen once, we had before. I said every day is a new adventure. You never know what's going to happen during the day. And you get to meet interesting people, mm-hmm. and talk. I get to talk to interesting people all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it keeps you fresh, keeps you working, keeps your mind working is
exactly,
what it really
yeah.
does. And now, so being being a young mother.
It's been interesting.
Okay. And you were married. When were you married?
We got married, oh gosh, don't kill me, Jose, November 22nd of 2001.
Okay.
So, we got married and.
Can I ask how you met?
Okay, so this is actually Plug for Young Professionals. We, no joke, I'm not trying this.
Perfect.
So Jose and I, both very, before we knew each other, but still very, very active people. All over the place. We both love travel. A lot of similar. We had never connected. He's been in Burlington for about 10, 11 years
okay.
now. I'm a lifer here. But we both joined Young Professionals, and we met through a mutual friend in Young Professionals. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys would like each other. Became really, really good friends. We went to all the professional meetings.
Been better friends, obviously.
Been better friends.
Been better friends.
Joined council. And then just kind of decided, you know, we're traveling all over the place with each other. We were still friends at this point. We're going out kayaking two or three times a week. We're biking together. We're doing all this stuff together. Might as well make this official at some point. So got together about a year after we met. And then the rest is kind of history. Got married, have a little baby, and I still like him. So that's always good.
Well, that's good. That's a real good thing.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. But it's as I said, life has changed. So much has changed. What, really, in the last 4 years, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a very, very big adjustment, but it's great. It keeps me on my toes, for sure. We were up at, 11, 2, and 6 this morning. So, it, you know, a young child is very interesting, but luckily I have a very good support system, and I can still do all the things at work that I need to and things at home as well.
The Young Professional of the Year, how does that get chosen? How does that get chosen?
Well, there were
ballots?
There were nominees. Okay. There were nominations that were submitted, and so we got together as a committee to review all of the nominations for the different categories of the awards that were presented at our annual dinner at the end of January, and Young Professional of the Year was one of them. It's one of the sought-after awards, I would say, that kind of stands out. You had Ryan Nagrocki earlier
right.
as Business Person of the Year. Young Professional of the Year, I think, is one that's up there as well. And I really believe that with Mercedes and her breadth of experience and background, it was kind of a no-brainer when her application was put forward. And you know that it was widely accepted by the applause that was received in the room when her face showed up on the screen. And there was just like the woo response. And then I'm sure Mercedes can talk about her response.
I was bawling.
Believe it or not, when I was working before I came to Burlington, now that's how far back, before I came to Burlington, I was in Kansas, and I was in a group called the Young Professionals in Concordia, Kansas,
and then
came to Burlington. And I also, I don't know how many years ago, in Leadership Burlington and all of the other things. In fact, I was in Leadership Burlington when the elevator at the riverfront blew up.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That was an interesting day. But another,
so that wasn't the leadership project?
That was not the project.
Okay,
we,
good.
We never had a project. We had what we had was we went to see every place that we could see and got to learn the inner workings of all of the businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was sort of an immersion in with other business leaders. And
it's very similar to the leadership project or the leadership group now. They're just kind of wrapping up. They just had a really successful project last month for trivia, raising, I think, about, what is it,
$10,000?
$10,000 for the Vibe program, which is really, really awesome. Yep. But so they do the immersion and everything like that, but they also have, you know, this project that they have to work together. It's the ultimate team project.
Well, and I think the other thing is, which obviously it is a social, the Young Professionals is a social group.
It is. It's that age, you know, that, like, you know, 20 to 30, and we go from that age to 40.
I think I can, too.
But especially that 20 to 30, and as you know, Steve, you change so much during that time.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out who you are. You're trying to figure out who you are in your job. A lot of people are just starting off in their career, and it's kind of not hard to make friends, but unless you have people here, You don't know what, you know, where are you going to go do? What, you know, unless you're involved, you don't know.
When I chatted with Stephen before, I said, you know, I said, I remember telling the story. When the first week I was at the radio stations, I said, well, you know, went out because we're doing the night, of course, doing the night shift. And I went out after work and I said, why don't you go out? Let's have some breakfast. And we went out for breakfast. And he said, well, so what's your plans? How long do you want to stick around here? I said, well, I'd like to be here at least a year, but no more than two, because I don't want to get the reputation for jumping around. Anyway, and then it was kind of funny. Every time I thought about possibly moving someplace, I got promoted.
Yeah.
And eventually it's just, okay, I'll just, and I can't leave now.
Mm-hmm.
Then And then I got married and started raising kids, and you know that story.
Yeah. So I think Young Professionals is a good bridge for a lot of that, is that in between time when you're kind of figuring yourself out, trying to figure out what you're going to do, the goal is to keep professionals here in Burlington. To A, attract young professionals, but B, you know, keep them here. Keep them here with exciting activities, stuff to do, friends, relationships possibly.
And so many things are surging right now.
Yeah.
It's that ideal, the millennials, the Gen Zs, even the Gen Ys, simply moving, the number of them moving to downtown Burlington. It's
amazing. It's so much stuff happening and going on.
It is so, so different than it was.
Yeah, but, so there's a lot of changes in downtown. So I also chair the Downtown Partners Board.
Okay.
So just another thing to add to the list. But so Downtown Partners has really, really worked on getting diversity business down here and, you know, supporting our current businesses with the Tiger and everything going on, making sure that we have places for people to go, to make sure we have downtown living now, because everyone wants to be downtown, which is a great problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just been a really big focus on that and the quality of life and making a place for people.
And the fact that we have seen the sort of the domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
More business, as each business that moves in creates another exciting thing for somebody else. You know what? If it works for them, it'll work for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
yeah.
Congratulations on being the Greater Burlington Young Professional of the Year. Could we hear the audience, please?
Woohoo!
Oh, wait a minute. That laughter. That's not the right one.
It's okay. You're fine.
They were laughing, but they found the right thing. All right. That's enough.
You know, you push that button, Steve, not that button.
I know.
Should I get back there and start?
Same buttons, come on. Anyway, congratulations.
Thanks, Steve.
Stephen Brody, thanks for stopping by. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You bet.